Live from my Kansas, it's Take a Fast Points and Fuse. And now here is your host of the show, Take a Flex. And welcome to Take a Fast Points and Fuse, the brand new and improved version. Yes, we're back under a half of an hour format now. And to make sure we did the half of an hour format, as you see in the podcast feed, if you were used to subscribe to my podcast feed, I'm deciding to get rid of all the old podcasts. So this is the new one. So we have a topic to get to, and you want to hear my few points for about at least half of an hour. So let me start with the series for you. What do you think of the latest Mobile Suit Gundam coming to Crunchyroll? Well, the popular mecha anime from the Mobile Suit Gundam franchise is coming to Crunchyroll. It's called Mobile Suit Gundam Iron Bell Orphans, and it'll start on October the 11th, so this Sunday at 3:30 Central. This one consists of a 300 years after a war between Earth and Mars. It's mainly on war and independence, and involves a private military company that has Nysera in it. This is one of those high points of it there. If you're a Gundam fan, this is something high you did to watch. This is kind of like one of those things that are highly popular and highly interested in getting highly involved in into that must deal here. If we take a look at the official site, here they had directors Naitakushi Nakinsaki and Mario Kahn over the work whatever on Ask Tiles SS Hour. The fire we say saw that day in Toronto. And the war is calamity war, and it's almost upon the necessary mobile suit to done the Marvel Oath, and it's going to be streaming to Crunchyroll in the United States, Canada, Northern America, Australia, New Zealand, Europe, South Africa, the Middle East, and North Africa. A lot of those reasons. And it's a civilian security company there. And it's a highly part of it there. There, and this is something that is pretty much there and is a highly watched series to see in that department there. Alright, let's go to topic number two. If you want to know how I'm doing it, well, it threw about five of these per episode there. Wrong Us Man's BD DVD doing 2 OVA number 1. I read. This is going to be on the limited edition Blu-ray, which is 7,000 yen, and a DVD release, which is 6,000 yen. It is Kasinori Shirikai, a sorrow that's knock to up to close. And Amazon has sex and they have this home video releases, and this is the one last man that is licensed my fist in North America. Personally, I haven't seen the first episode yet. I might do that, and it might be a very highly intriguing one to do there on there. So, pretty much on that point and in there. Alright. That covers our topics for Monday. I know it's very short, but I want to have a little bit of a short time to allow you to explain what we're going to do this point forward on the format. Each show is about half of an hour in length. I say I'm out. May have commercials. It may not have commercials. At the beginning, at the end, you know, no buttons and stuff for sponsorships. As is here on my YouTube channel, I take a Fast Points and Fees, which I will have a link to in the show description to have you copy and paste. We're going to have those YouTube videos are not sponsored. These, on the other hand, will be sponsored. So, if anyone wants to sponsor this, they can have a message inquiry. Well, I'll have a set up for them, and we'll have more details on them there. And now it's time for the lightning round, where I have three lightning fast topics I want to give to you. And it's there. First one is the Puppet Anime series to premiere at the Tokyo International Film Festival. This says Shinkaka Domekei Aku will be sent alongside film. Plus, I will have the updates. This is the director's debut of A Wonderful World. It knows where fantasy ends and reality ends. This is a movie that, if you're in Japan, pretty much to see it all throughout the day around there. Meanwhile, Kansai Banco and Fazit Company has filed for the Venmo's trademark in Night Round number 2. It is based off of the Metal Gear Solid franchise. The Konami UK committee manager says that the series will continue despite their director's disagreements and all that stuff, and they have not yet announced the new machine in the Metal Gear Solid franchise. If you're a dupe and Inco player, this is something that you might want to see and you might be wanting to intrigue. And lastly, we have the Pokemon Company is going after some people for an illegal party. This party is to violate copyright. It uses the copyright characters of Pikachu and Psyfy. That's the name of few of the copyright offenses. They are assigning damages, fees, and they want to stop having these events. And whose acronym is the Pokemon Company. The defendant, which I will not name, has announced a GoFundMe to cover the cost And this has given me a... And the Pokemon Company wants these cases to... This to be sold by 45 days. And that is all of it, the lightning round. I know the Verso is a very nice show, yeah. And also, coming up next for our broadcast is the famous High Mates. We'll be back with more Take of Us points and views right after these little quick pauses. Hi, I'm Take of Us here. I wanted to remind you about the YouTube sound that you can go to. Let's type on the YouTube bar, Take of Us points and views, subscribe to that, and we have a daily fall, certain nights of the week, and you can check out our website as well. Links of that will be on the podcast and there as well. And like our podcast as well. And subscribe to the podcast as well. And now I'm about to take a fast points and views. Time for the amazing show of all time. High Mate. Yes, we'll tell you why it's on TV tonight. We'll tell you if you should be entering or not. Tomorrow on Crunchyroll, episode 12 on Premium, Ultraman X, and episode 9 of 3. This is something that is a little bit intriguing. There as well. Tomorrow on Crunchyroll, Dora X2, the second arc of episode 17. This is a little bit of the maybe see there as well. There as well. And you're into that thing. And episode 16 will be available to the as well. On Hulu, Sailor Moon Super S. This is highly intriguing. This is one of those episodes there. Two episodes are released on that day. And it's episode numbers... Number 146 and 147. And it's an amazing part of it as well. That's all for today's show. Thank you for watching. Join us tonight at 10 p.m. on YouTube for the Velasco. Meanwhile, we'll see you back here tomorrow at 7 p.m. forever. So, on Real Mice and Kansas 3 Otaku. And if you're on Real Mice and Kansas 1, you're done because the next episode right after these little intermission moments.